Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you want to get into the wrestling business, you should be aiming to become the World Heavyweight Champion. It's a phrase you've heard since the beginning of time, and it makes sense. Doesn't mean it's essential to make your way to that spot, but aiming for it will ensure you're hungry, improving, and kicking ass. It's just a metaphor for life, really. Throw yourself into it and see what happens. What a company doesn't want to happen, though, is to bestow you with one of these accolades and then struggle to get it back from you. Sounds mad, given that wrestling is a work, but it's still populated by humans, and humans can be crazy. I suppose it's about knowing your worth, but that doesn't always go the way you'd hoped. I'm Simon from What Culture. Please hit that subscribe button. This is 10 times wrestlers held championship belts hostage. Number 10, Jeff Jarrett and the Intercontinental title. A famous story, all things considered, and an incident that meant when WCW closed its doors, Jeff Jarrett had nowhere to go. Vince McMahon even called him out on live TV because of what happened in 1999, and then Jeff had to go and start his own company. All going down at that year's No Mercy, Jarrett arrived to the building that night as essentially a free agent, as he hadn't come to terms on a new deal with WWE. Certainly sounded like he was WCW bound, but as this was the situation and he had a match for his title, well, Jeff made sure he got what he felt he deserved. Asking for a rumored $300,000 in fees he'd already earned and would have got in the future, Jarrett basically told the promotion to pay him or he wouldn't go out and drop the championship to China. WWE's hands were tied and they agreed, but a lot of bad blood was left. It's why when Jeff got inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2018, some people were very surprised, even more so when he returned properly as a backstage producer. You really never can say never. Number 9, Ric Flair and the WCW World title. Ric Flair didn't just hold on to the WCW Heavyweight Championship because he felt incredibly disrespected by the company in 1991. He also had a financial investment in it. Such was the way back in the day. When somebody was anointed the man and given this honor, they had to plump up $25,000 as some sort of deposit. You got it back when you were no longer the champ, but given the Nature Boy had been pushed out the door by World Championship Wrestling, and nobody was giving him his damn cash back, he left and kept the gold, even turned up with it on WWE TV. It created some truly draw-dropping television to see it on a rival program. Can you blame Flair? Despite being an anchor for the promotion for years, he was told to cut his hair and call himself Spartacus. I mean, you couldn't make it up, and yet somebody tried to make it up. Number 8, Stan Hansen and the AWA Heavyweight title. In the mid-80s, Stan Hansen was doing so well for himself that he had multiple people paying him for his services. He still felt the need to protect his aura, though, which is why this situation eventually came to a head. In 1986, Stan was making far more cash working for Japan's AJPW than he was for the AWA, so understandably, he prioritized his time there. Vern Gagne, who owned the AWA, though, knew how popular Hansen was, so kept demanding more and more appearances. You can see where this is going. Tensions rose as a man named Vince McMahon heated up the competition, and when Hansen continued to choose dates out in the East over those in the United States, Gagne demanded that Stan drop the title if he wasn't going to defend it. It got so bad the promotion even ran videos calling its own champion a coward for not returning and defending against Nick Bockwinkel. The end result was that the AWA did get their belt back, but it was in pieces. Hansen had decided to run over in his car before popping what was left in the post. I mean, that's one way to sort it out, I suppose. Number 7, Jerry Lawler and the AWA Heavyweight title. Jeez, what is it with this belt? The only recognized world championship that Jerry Lawler won outside of his own Memphis territory, this all came down to money. doesn't it always? As all of the non-WWF territories came together to run Super Clash 3 to try and stop Vince McMahon's dominance, the idea was to do inter-promotional matches to get fans excited. One of the main events would be the then AWA champion Jerry Lawler taking on world-class champion Kerry Von Erich, and even though Lawler retained after referee stoppage, problems were around the corner. This was meant to unify the titles before Vern Gagne changed his mind, and as Jerry felt like he hadn't been paid what he'd been promised, he refused to drop the AWA championship, even though he and his business partner Jerry Jarrett were about to purchase World Class. So messy. The AWA would fold eventually, and as the King still had that prize, he would just use it for years, depending where he wrestled. Wrestling in the past was nuts. And really, it's nuts now. Number 6, Mike Awesome and the ECW World Title. A lot of people in ECW didn't get paid. It's a long old tale at this stage, and it wound a lot of individuals up, and one of these was Mike Awesome. He was the world champion when all of this started to go bad, so you could understand that he was tempted by an offer from WCW, who would actually send him his money. Despite falling ratings, it was still a bigger stage, so Awesome decided this is where he should head. Fans saw him as the villain, but there was another issue when he debuted on World Championship Wrestling, and that's that he was still the ECW champion. I mean, he didn't have the belt or anything, but we all knew, how the hell could he drop it if he'd already left? As it turned out, things were about to get really odd, and how this got signed off, I don't know. But it did finish when WCW contracted wrestler Mike Awesome lost the title to WWE contracted wrestler Taz on an ECW show before the latter lost it to Tommy Dreamer. That sounds far harder than it needed to be. Number 5, Alondra Blaze and the WWE Women's Title. Another famous incident which really lit a fire under the WWF versus WCW feud. In December 1995, the former Alondra Blaze, who had been renamed Medusa, turned up on Nitro and dropped the WWF Women's title in the bin. Ruh-roh. This obviously caused a stir, but really it was a Vince McMahon decision which sparked this. In the mid-90s, he had decided to do away with his women's division, as well as the champion, leaving Medusa in possession of the title. When she asked Eric Bischoff what she should do with it, his first thought was to throw it in the trash, so she did. It was great for the audience at the time, as things were really heating up, but I think if Medusa could have turned back the clock, she may have done all this differently. Number 4, Hulk Hogan and the WWE title. Who knows what the hell happened here? After Hulk Hogan decided he didn't want to wrestle anymore, he returned to wrestling and told Vince McMahon that he should be the champion again. Given all the success they'd had before, he agreed, leading to Yokozuna's 3-second reign at WrestleMania 9. Hogan also had dates in Japan around this point and took the WWF Championship with him to NJPW, and then made a huge mistake, or at least he did for future relations with McMahon. While trying to hype up his match for the IWGP title, Hulk referred to the WWF version as a trinket and a toy. Good one, Hogan. This also tied into him promising to drop the belt back to Bret Hart at that year's SummerSlam, but he then refused to do that, essentially keeping the title hostage. It all ended with a rush switch at King of the Ring, where Yoko won it back, and Hogan once again vanished into the abyss. Number 3, Brock Lesnar and the IWGP title. A lot of people forget this, but in 2005, Brock Lesnar was the IWGP champion. It was a big deal given his famous fallout with WWE, but it took weeks before that hit the wall too. Saying he had been underpaid, Lesnar refused to lose the belt until it was sorted, and given that New Japan disagreed, we had an impasse. It got so bad the promotion just stripped him off in 2006, but as Brock still had the physical belt, he turned up on an Antonio Inoki Genome Federation show where he took on Kurt Angle for this championship. It was bizarre. It got weirder as Lesnar lost, making Angle the champ, until Angle fought Shinsuke Nakamura, who defeated him and finally cleared this all up. Unsurprisingly, Brock never worked for New Japan again. Number 2, Brock Lesnar and the Universal title. I'm not sure I blame Brock for this one, because he was given the deal of the century by WWE. It didn't have to happen, but Vince McMahon was so desperate to keep the beast, he did whatever he had to do. That meant during reigns in 2017 and 2019 with the Universal Championship, which was essentially a new belt, that title kinda didn't exist. It was handled okay until WrestleMania 34, but when Brock beat Roman Reigns despite everything pointing to the contrary, it was too much. It was even harder to take, as WWE only took this path as they were worried about Reigns being booed, which begs the question why the match was made to begin with. It caused such a stir, Lesnar threw the belt at McMahon when he got backstage, and whether that was for future documentary footage or not, it became the talk of the town. These days, things are much better, but just go and find any chatter from these times about the Universal Championship online. Fans were not pleased. Number 1, Tessa Blanchard and the Impact World title. This should have been a landmark moment in wrestling history. Unfortunately, both during the lead-up and after the fact, it was just drowning in controversy. There is no question when it comes to Tessa Blanchard's talent, but just as she was about to win the Men's Impact World title in January 2020, a bunch of very worrying stories emerged. They were unacceptable at best, but despite that, the promotion moved forward with their plans. It meant that she did beat Sami Callihan for that championship, and then it hit the bricks when the global pandemic arrived. A few months after that, there was some kind of disagreement, however, and Impact stripped Tessa of this belt, and then it really got going. There were rumors that Tessa had refused to film vignettes for the company that led to the two parting ways, and really, all of this was a bit of a disaster. As of me saying these words, we still don't know where Tessa Blanchard is going to turn up, or why she said no to Impact Wrestling, and it all gets me a little bit hot under the collar.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.